Love Talk Radio.
Today you're actually going to be driving for the majority of the show, I understand.
Yeah, I got about 40 miles to go, well, about 36 miles to go to my truck stop for the night. And I had a really, really interesting week. I've been a lot of places since the last show. The last show, of course, I just gotten into St. Louis, the last show.
Right.
And from St. Louis, I got a load and I went to Jacksonville, Florida. And then from Jacksonville, Florida, I went to Columbus, Georgia. And from Columbus, Georgia, I went to Laredo, where I dropped off the load this morning. And now I'm on my way to Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow. So you don't get much time to stop and actually enjoy the sights, or do you?
No, I enjoy them from the road.
There you go.
That's why some of those pictures are a little blurry, you know. It's like I'm taking pictures as I'm driving, you know. Yeah, it's been a really interesting week. I spent the night in a town called Tufton, Georgia, and at that particular truck stop, they had the Shake and Steak restaurant, and so I went in there. I'd never been to one of those before, and I thought, I'm going to go give it a try and see if I like the food. And I actually had a Mexican lady walk up to me. And she said she remembered me from back when I used to perform down in Mexico.
Really? Now, that's a long time ago.
That's like 20 years ago. So, you know, I know I must have either looked really old back then.
Or you've retained your
youth. Well, I'm still looking young, one of the two. They were my lawyer telling me I have 1 hour left of driving time. And then on top of that, we got that and met this lady. And then I had the weirdest conversation with somebody, and they told me something about me that I thought was so weird because I don't see it and I don't hear it, of course. But I was told by
somebody who knows you very well.
Well, not really, but it's somebody who listens to the show.
Okay.
And they told me that I had a sexy voice.
There you go.
Now,
isn't that a prerequisite for radio, Michael?
I don't know, but I've been told that in the past too, you know, back when I was singing and stuff. But you know, it's like I don't see it, you know, I don't hear it, you know. To me, it's just a regular voice, you know. But I thought that was so weird, man. You know, it's like, How can you have a sexy voice?
Are you kidding me? You haven't been ever turned on by a female's voice or annoyed and agitated by one?
I've been annoyed and agitated by a lot of them. But, but you know, not the only voices that kind of get to me is ones that have accents. Like I was in the South here not too long ago, and there's that Southern drawl, especially in North Carolina. The girls in North Carolina, their accent just like melts me, you know. And then of course I love British accents on women too.
Yeah, see, you know what? The female foreign accents annoy me, even if they have a sexy tone to their voice. I don't know why. And the males, it's a totally different story. I find that very intriguing. But
what's really strange is I was at this one place, and this girl was talking, and it was like this woo 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 woo, you know, really high pitched, just, you know, irritating voice, right? And I thought, there's no way this person can have that voice naturally. This person is using this voice when she's talking to customers. She's got to be. So I was kind of like almost like stalking her throughout the restaurant, trying to listen to her when she was talking to the other waitresses, because there was no way that this could be a real voice that this girl was talking in. I mean, it was just high-pitched, squeaky, and just, oh, annoying as hell. So finally I called her, and sure enough, she talked like a normal person to the other staff, but whenever she'd talk to a customer, she'd use that really annoying voice, and I thought, whatever made her think that that was appealing and would make people want to order food?
Oh, now that's hysterical. I thought you were going to tell me that, no, that was indeed her real voice. So she was putting that on to try to get a tip?
I guess, but my tip would have been, don't do it. Don't do that voice. It's not a good voice.
Yeah, I would think not for waiting tables. Maybe if you were doing character acting, something like that. You know, you got Fran Drescher and people who are known for their voices. But, when I hear voices like that, I want to pull out my Louisville Slugger real quick.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what's wrong with these people? You know, it's like, why would you want to sound like that, you know? I don't get it at all.
Yeah, but Michael, it's the same concept as people going out dressed the way they sometimes dress, and you just know that they don't own a mirror. Or people with ugly babies who think they're cute. How can you not? I mean, I love babies. I love children. But, of course, mine were the most beautiful in the world. But there are those who have, I'm sorry, they have ugly children. Really not attractive babies, and they have no idea. Do they really not know, or are you blinded when it comes to people that you love? I guess I don't know.
You just don't care, and you just put on whatever you find. That's what I do. And I was like, that's just, you know. Of course, you get up in the morning in the truck, and it's like, oh, what should I wear today? Like, you really have a lot of choice anyway. It's either that T-shirt or this T-shirt, or if it's cold out, then that sweatshirt or that long sleeve shirt, you know.
Pants would be good. Pants are always good, Michael.
Oh, God, you always ruin all of mine. I like to run around bottomless, you know. It makes life more exciting. It's more exhilarating. The coldness keeps me awake. The only thing I have is the shrinkage problem, you know.
I was going to say, you're going to turtle.
Oh my God. But you know, just it really did amaze me that this lady remembered me from down in Mexico from 20 years ago, but it scares me too, because I'm thinking one of two things. I either really looked old back then, or it was a compliment that I still look as good as I did back then now. So,
well,
because I've had gray hair for a long time, so, you know, I had gray hair when I was touring Mexico, so I'm taking it as the better compliment, you know, that I still look as good now as I did 20 years ago.
There you go. There you go. I've known guys who went gray in their late teens, so it really is not an age issue all the time. So, and I think most women think that, you know, the whole salt and pepper look is kind of cute and attractive. Anyways, that's just my opinion, which counts for not a whole lot, but it's me.
Well, anyway, we got a great show today. We got a very good friend of ours. He was on about a year ago, and we brought him back. He's got all sorts of fun and exciting things going on in his life right now. And so I think we should bring Mr. Jimmy Parker on in.
Let's go ahead and do that. He's also going to be giving away a CD on today's show, and when I bring him in, I'll let him tell you what you can do to win that. Jimmy, are you there?
I'm right here, Carrie. How are you, and how are you doing, Michael?
How you doing, man? It's good to have you back.
Great. I'm real. Go ahead.
I read all this stuff that's going on Facebook, and man, I tell you, you've really taken off in the last, I would say, the last 3 to 4 months. You really exploded.
Well, I'm having some really good fortune with songwriters, you know, getting me some good material. I've been writing a little bit too. Recently, just signed with a record label, and they're starting to push me a little bit, and we're working on getting some bookings around the country. And all that too, and I'm just sitting back enjoying it all and doing what I love to do.
May I ask which label, or are you still not at liberty to say?
I'm with CMG Nashville, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, and they're an independent label, and they have about five artists signed with their label right now, two female artists, and myself, and two other guys, I believe it is.
Very good, very good. You've been out making a lot of videos, I've seen, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
And now you're also going to be on a TV show.
Yes, I was accepted as a wedding guest on one of the shows that they're doing for the Nashville show on ABC. And they film everything right here in Nashville for the show. And so they're always asking for extras and stuff. So I took a chance, opened up a profile on online casting. So now I'm available to anybody who hires and needs somebody for an extra somewhere. And so branch out into acting a little
somebody
bit.
Somebody who's tall, dark, and handsome and looks 35-ish, right, Jimmy?
Yes. Now, look, you had that right, Carrie. Looks 35-ish. Terry had that right. It's looking 35-ish.
I was actually in a TV show back in the 80s, so I know how exciting that's got to be for you.
Well, I actually had done a movie before, but that was years ago. I had a two-line movie where I actually spoke in the movie. That was with Jacqueline Bisset and David Jansen, Laurence Olivier, Ben Gazzara. That was a lot of fun that we did that overseas in South Korea. But I never really pursued acting as much as I did my music. And music just stayed with me, and I stayed with that. And here now, since I'm a retired school teacher, I've got my 20 years in on that, and now I can just, you know, sit back a little bit and do things like that I want to do and have fun doing it.
So do you have your Screen Actors card then?
No, I don't have a SAG card yet. I would imagine it probably wouldn't be worth it for me to have it until I got some type of a role which would require me
no,
to get it. Or
you could have gotten it if you were doing extra work and you actually had speaking lines, they would have Taft-Hartleyed you in. So if you didn't pursue that, I don't know if there's a time limit on that or how long ago that was, but you could get your Screen Actors Guild card from that.
Well, I don't even think you can find that movie anymore. From what I understand, it did not get very good reviews. I think it only lasted a couple of weeks up there in the public. So I'll just wait around and And if I have to get a SAG card, I will, and I'll take it from there.
There you go.
Well, you're going to give away a CD today, Jimmy. Why don't you let our audience know exactly what it is they got to do to get this CD?
Well, I'm going to give them a question. Some of them may know it, some of them may not. And if nobody knows it, then they can take a wild guess. But I have a new CD out called Home. It has a couple of songs that we've already released prior. Daddy, Thought I'd Be Home By Now, Take Me Back. It's got 12 songs on it, including those three. And I'm going to give away a free CD tonight. And I guess, Carrie, are we going to have them call in and take, like, the first person to give the correct answer, or what?
Yes, the number is 347-205-9943. Make sure you press the number 1 to be brought into the queue so that we know that you actually want to be brought on air and have a chance to win this CD. So why don't you go ahead with your question?
Okay, I got married in 1992. And a person was my best man, and that person has now become famous in the world. And if anybody can guess who that might be, the first one that can guess it, call in with the guess. I'll send them a free CD.
Okay. Can we narrow that famous person down to musician, actor, author?
Old, young.
Both. Actor and country musician.
There you go. Oh, and Teresa Keller just wrote the number in the chat room. It's 9943, Teresa, if you could correct that. 347-205-9943. And then
I think I know who it is, but I ain't going to say.
You can't win. That's a conflict of interest.
I know, and I don't want to ruin a chance for anybody else. But right, I think I might know who that is. You said it's an actor and a country music star, so I think I know who that is.
Okay.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting for people to call in, why don't we go ahead and play "Out of My Mind" by Mr. Jimmy Parker? Do you want to tell us a little bit about this song before we go ahead and play it?
Jimmy
wrote this song about you, Carrie. What? Jimmy wrote this song about you. You're out of your mind.
I know. I came back for a second gig with you, Michael, so that proves
it. That was good, Michael. One for you tonight.
All right, now, everybody, we're going to be – oh, you want to go ahead and explain it better than Michael did?
This is a great little song that I heard, and I was talking with my producer, and we were listening to it, and it just had a really, really good, crafty way of using words and to give it a double meaning, and it had a lot to say. It was a good message in the song, too. It wasn't too fast, wasn't too slow, but the chord progression is what really sold me, along with the lyrics to it. It was written by Tony Hazelton and Doug DeJoe, and they allowed me to sing it and put it on my album, which was my last one, which is the American Country Singer album. And it's done pretty good for me. It's gotten some good feedback from listeners and all. So Out of My Mind, yes.
Here we go with Out of My Mind by Jimmy Parker.
I've tried picking up the pieces right where she let them fall, but I'm still beside myself and half insane. Lost in the love she left without a tear at all. Now I've just got half a mind to change, going all the way crazy. Making perfect sense. Somehow my heart knows this pain won't never end. Until we're both out of my mind, and her memory's a place I can't find anymore. I can't step into a new bartender tells me, I think you've had enough. And I say, not yet, I'm one or two away. You know, I've never really acquired a taste for this stuff, but oh, it's just what I need today. But here's her picture, I'll tell you when she's gone. It's fading as we speak, but I just can't go home until we're both out of my mind and her memory's a place I can't find. This one behind until we're both out of my mind. Well, call me a cab now. I know you're closing down. Give me the bottle. Tell him just drive around until we're both out of my mind. Her memory's a place I can't find anymore. I can't step into a new life and put this one behind until we're both out of my mind.
And that was Mr. Jimmy Parker, Out of My Mind. Are you there, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Michael, did I lose you or do I still have you?
No, and I love it. Keep saying you're out of your mind, Jerry, because I love it.
Hey, I've always owned my shit. I own it. We do have two callers on the line, so why don't we go ahead and bring our first caller in, who's actually been on hold for 5 minutes. From 434 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
What's your name?
Teresa Keller.
Hi, Teresa,
From Blackstone, Virginia, no doubt.
No doubt.
Well, hi, Teresa. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I know the answer to the question.
You know the answer to the question. Should we give her the shot, Carrie? Should we go ahead and give her the shot?
Of course.
Okay. All right, Teresa. Who was my best man when I got married in 1992?
Tim McGraw.
You are correct.
Tim
McGraw.
I could not have won your CD, Jimmy.
Tim McGraw was my best man when I got married.
I remember you telling us that story.
Uh-huh.
So was he with Faith in, was that 92, did you say?
You know what? It might have been 1991. But it was April of 91, I think it was, yes. April of 91.
Wow. Yeah, they were together then, weren't they?
Tim and Faith?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't with Faith at that time, no.
That was shortly after that then, huh?
He got with Faith probably around, oh gosh, I'm going to say around probably 94, 95.
I think
yeah.
so, too.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, Teresa, I'm assuming that you and Jimmy are Facebook friends.
Yes,
indeed. We've also
she and her husband actually heard me one night in the Nashville Palace and became fans of mine where I was playing that night. And she actually, they bought some of my CDs and went back to Blackstone, Virginia, and got me playing on 95 FM Cat, 93.5 is what it is?
Yeah,
whatever. Cat Country, all in Southside Virginia there. So I was very fortunate meeting them.
Wow.
And,
that's
of course,
a true
I went
fan.
And played a It is, and I went and played a show in Wakefield, Virginia, and she and her husband Richard showed up for that show, and I was, that's true fans, and they've become friends of mine too. So I'm really pleased with that, and thank you very much, Teresa. And
that's the only
me
I don't have, though. So.
Yeah, just message him on Facebook, or if you know his email, get a hold of him that way and send him your address information, and he'll send you off your free CD. Now, which CD is this, Jimmy, that you're giving away?
This is the brand new one, Home.
Awesome.
And it's the only one I don't have.
Well,
the only one she doesn't have. She's bought all of my CDs.
Okay, Teresa, thank you so much for calling in and playing our game, and congratulations on winning the CD.
Thank you.
Thank
good
you, Teresa.
To you.
Say hi to Richard for me.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Now, Jimmy,
well,
we have one caller. Should we bring them on in case they want to speak with you?
Sure. If they want to come on and say hi, I'll say hi to them, yes.
Awesome. Here we go. It's from area code 702. Caller, you're on the air. Oh, I don't think I got them on the air. Let me try again. There we go. Caller, you're on the air. Did you want to ask Jimmy something?
Can you hear me now?
We can
yes,
hear,
I hear
you now.
Hey, Jimmy, what's
That's
going on, buddy?
How are you?
I'm good. I love the fact that you're crawling on your, that you're cringing right now because you don't recognize my voice.
I've heard it before, but I'm just trying to put a face with it. I can't do it.
It's Seth, Jimmy.
Seth Turner from Las Vegas, Nevada. How are you, my country's music singing fool?
I knew he was a Nevada caller. I recognized the area code.
Yes. Oh, you talking about Nathan? He can sing some country music too. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Hey, today ain't about me. It's about you. Let's talk about you. I just wanted to call real quick and tell you how proud I am of everything that you've been doing lately. And I think that Home by Now song is the best thing I've ever heard you do. And
well, thank you, brother.
The fact that you're getting some press and that you're getting some fame and some notoriety that you've deserved for a long time, I'm proud of you, and I'm proud to call you a friend. And I will get off the phone now so that his real fans can jump on and try to talk him out of CDs.
Well, thank you, brother.
You don't want to try to talk him out of one, Seth?
No, I'll get one when I get back to Nashville.
There you go. Thanks so much for calling, Seth, and giving him support and talking with us today.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
y'all. Have a good day.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Well, that was interesting. We know you've got quite the following. I'm waiting for more people to call in. We have given the CD away, but if anybody still wants to call in and speak with either Michael or myself or our guest star, Jimmy Parker, feel free to do so at 347-205-9943 and press number 1 to be brought into the queue. So the song that he just mentioned, which was that one? I was trying to look for it. I don't know that you actually sent me that one, Jimmy.
Thought I'd Be Home by Now. It's a new single that we're pushing right now off the new album.
And that's why I don't have it, right?
I thought I sent that to you. Did I send it to Michael?
You might have. I'll tell you, I have a couple of your older ones that we played last time you were on, A Soldier is Worth It to Me,
right,
and Daddy, which we all love.
Now, since you won the other day.
And you have sent me I've Been Good, I've Been Bad. I actually played that prior to you coming on. More Than You Know.
And I sent you one the other day on MP3.
Okay, so did I just not upload it? That
you may not have.
Well,
you may have both of them and didn't upload.
Because
it.
I am out of my mind. Remember?
Yeah.
I have thanks to
me. She's got to be willing to do the radio show with me, Jimmy.
Yeah.
That
is the one that I sent to you. I can send you the real quick. I can resend you that, or it'll take you too long to download it.
Yeah, I'll have to upload it. So, yeah. How between that does it and thanks to me, which do you want to play next?
Well, you can go ahead and do that does it because that's off of the new album also. And we can
what does that talk about?
This I really like this one because of the way it starts off. It starts off with the guy you want to think that he's, well, what is he so upset about? Why doesn't he, why is he fed up, you know? And then all of a sudden it takes a little twist in the first verse, and it comes out to be a very romantic little song. And we are even discussing, you know, this time on doing a video on this particular song, too.
Ooh, awesome. So you might have a love interest in your new video.
Oh, you never know. You never know.
Here we go, everybody. That does it with Jimmy Parker, and we will be back in 3 minutes.
That does it. I've had about all I can take of you sitting there. You haven't said a word, just staring in the mirror, brushing your hair. That little negligee you're barely wearing just ain't fair. If you're trying to turn me on, that does it. Girl, it never fails. The thought of your touch tears me up. I don't mean to stare, but these won't you eyes can't get enough. That look on your face nearly does me in when we make love. Yeah, every single time, that does it. It's amazing what you do to me without meaning to. I lose control, my heart and soul belong to you. I don't have a prayer in the morning when you're lying next to me. I wake up every day needing you oh so desperately. The sun comes up and you kiss my cheek so tenderly. When you start my day like that, oh, that does it. About all I can take of you sitting there. You haven't said a word, just staring in the mirror, brushing your hair. That little negligee you're barely wearing just ain't fair. If you're trying to turn me on, that does it.
That was That Does It by Mr. Jimmy Parker. I guess I should bring Jimmy back in. New system with a mouse that I absolutely hate, and it like wants to do its own thing. Hi, Jimmy.
How you doing again? That does it.
Boy, you got a lot of fans in the chat room, let me tell you.
Well, I kind of am going back and forth between that Facebook and looking and all that. I'm getting even posts on my wall, you know, people saying that they like the song. So,
that was a beautiful song. I really like that one.
I really like that one, too. And I can just imagine a video on that and, you know, having nice, pretty lady in there with a negligee on.
You know what? That's the word that caught me right off was negligee, and that ages all three of us because guys nowadays don't even know what a negligee is. If they were to see it, they would like it, but they would call it whatever.
That's true.
I like your jammies. Did you see my post from the other day where I said my least favorite word is underpanties?
I don't know if I saw that or not.
You missed that one, Jimmy.
I may have.
Yeah, you would have weighed in on that one. I don't know. It's fingers on a chalkboard. Panties, that's fine. Underpanties, I think of my grandmother. And not that I don't love my grandmother.
Right,
they
okay.
They all passed
okay.
on, and I love them, but I don't want to think about them in panties.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Negligees, yes. That would be a great video, Jimmy.
I think so, too.
My fiance just writes in the chat room, I like those things as long as Carrie is wearing it.
Well, you better, Larry.
He has to say that, right, Jimmy?
He has to say that, exactly right. Now, I kind of have a great feeling that that song, that does it. I have a kind of a feeling that could really be a hit song if I can ever get the big time radio stations playing my music like you guys do and everything. You know, I'm talking about the reporting stations, basically, is that's the hard area to break in. And
that's got great lyrics. It's got, you know, the music's wonderful. It's a catchy tune. And, people were chatting away as soon as I started playing that one. So, and if they're posting on your wall, they're listening in, because not always will all our listeners show up in the chat room. They can be calling in on their phones or listening on their computers without being in the chat room. So, yeah, I think you're going to do really well with that one, just like you did with Daddy, which I'm going to make sure, since we have so many of your songs uploaded and so little time left, that we do play a couple more songs before our time runs out. And since Daddy actually won you awards, did it not?
Yes, it did. It won Single of the Year for the Independent Music Network Association out of Los Angeles. It was number one 3 times within a 38-week period, staying in the top 10 for 38 weeks. And it also was nominated twice, once with IMN for Video of the Year and for Independent Country Music Association for Video of the Year. And because of that song, it did help garner me the Male Vocalist of the Year Award for the Independent Country Music Association, which I was very humbled and proud to receive. And it's just one of those songs that's still going. It's still accumulating views on YouTube. It's almost gotten to 10,000 views now. And for a little old nobody like me, that's 10,000 views is pretty good, I think. So I'm very pleased with that song.
Oh, it's such a favorite of everybody that continues to be. I mean, you and I have been Facebook friends for going on a couple of years, and as long as it's been since you released that, I continue to see that on people's walls, on people saying it's one of their favorites of yours. So that's wonderful that you won awards. Were you nominated for awards for A Soldier Is Worth It to Me?
No, I never was, and I think that was a year or two before Daddy. And everything, and that was a popular song, but you know, I never put it up on the IMN for chart action, which I may still do. It's never too late to do anything. But
I love that one as well.
Yeah, the Soldier's Worth It to Me. It was timely, you know, being as we were in the Iraq War and everything, and even with the war still going on, it's still. Has a meaning to it, and people can associate with it because of thanking soldiers. And in that particular song, it says where I paid for the meal that the soldier and his family ate. I've had people email me and said, I saw a soldier in a restaurant tonight and thought of that song, and I bought them dinner. And so it's touched a lot of people. That's all.
Well, you know, with Veterans Day just having passed, you know, I'm going to go ahead and instead of playing Daddy right off, I'm going to play A Soldier's Worth It to Me, and then I'm going to play Daddy, and then we are going to be back with Mr. Jimmy Parker.
A little cafe on the edge of town, having dinner with friends, talking about the war in Iraq, wishing that it would soon end. Then through the door a soldier limped in with two little kids and his wife. I could tell by his smile with the scars on his face, they were the pride of his life. As I sat there I couldn't help but notice he had a hook for a hand. It reminded me of the price he's paid. How do I thank this man? For those who fight for our right to be free, without whom where would we be? We all should thank those in uniform. A soldier is worth it to me. Beckoned the waitress and told her my plan. I'd pay for the meal they'd eat. I didn't say a word to those I was with. Some things are better discreet. I got up to leave and walked by his booth. I looked and his eyes caught mine. I extended my hand, said, "How are you?" He answered, "I'm doing just fine." I said, "I want to thank you for sacrifices you've made and for the freedom you fought so hard to preserve. It's my honor. Your bill has been paid. For those who fight for our right to be free, without whom where would we be? We all should thank those in uniform. A soldier is worth it to me. For those who fight for our right to be free, without them, where would we be? We all should thank those in uniform. A soldier is worth it to me. We all should thank those in uniform. That soldier was worth it to me." Picking up the last of my things from my brand new ex-wife's place. With no goodbye, I thought that I could leave without a trace. As I walked by our little girl's room, thought I'd take one last look. There on the bed, these words I read out of her little book. "Daddy, do you still love me? Daddy, do you still care? Am I your precious angel? Am I still your baby bear? Daddy, do you still want me? Is it my fault that you're gone? I'll ask mommy not to fight with you. Daddy, please come back home." I reached my car with a heavy heart as the words she wrote came clear. I drove straight to my baby's school through a rush of blinding tears. I saw her walking down the steps as I brushed the teardrops dry. She looked at me and I could see the question in her eyes. Daddy, do you still love me? Daddy, do you still care? Am I your precious angel? Am I still your baby bear? Daddy, do you still want me? Is it my fault that you're gone? I'll ask Mommy not to fight with you. Daddy, please come back home. I ran to her, fell to my knees, and held her heart to mine. I asked her if she could forgive a father's foolish pride. I told her how I loved her, what she'd always mean to me. I can't forget the words I read, how it made me see. Daddy, do you still love me? Daddy, do you still care? Am I your precious angel? Am I still your baby bear? Daddy, do you still want me? Is it my fault that you're gone? I'll ask Mommy not to fight with you. Daddy, please come back. Daddy, please come back home. Won't you come back home?
And that was Mr. Jimmy Parker with his infamous song, or famous song, Daddy.
Daddy. What a great song. That was written by Lauren Wolfe, a friend of mine from Alberta, Calgary, Canada.
Oh, hello. I grew up in Calgary, so awesome.
Yeah. Great songwriter. He's a great singer himself.
That's one of my favorite songs. It's also one of my favorite videos of yours as well.
Well, thank you. Julian Harnacki was the director of that video, and he did an awesome job, and I've used him one more time, which we did on Thought I'd Be Home By Now, and I plan to use him again. So he's just a great person with that camera. And Julian, of course, has got great experience out of Hollywood, California. He's done major motion pictures as a cinema photographer and all that. So he's just a great all-around person, very creative.
Now, who wrote A Soldier Is Worth It to Me?
I wrote that, and my co-writer was Donna Graham. She and I wrote that song, I think it was about 3-4 years ago.
Okay, and I just saw in the chat room, and I didn't see all of it, so maybe you can explain about your live performance where you were dressed as a soldier.
No, I wasn't dressed as a soldier. I was doing a concert. I think I know what you're talking about. I was doing a concert at a theater in Sioux City this past summer, and one of the concert goers there, lady and her husband, whom I befriended up there that week I was there, got to meet and talk to him. Her daughter came in, and her daughter is in the Navy, and she was dressed in her Navy uniform, and she came in and sat down, and I played A Soldier's Worth It to Me and dedicated it to her. And the whole room,
I would love to have been there.
The whole room was like, you know, just everybody had tears in their eyes. And she stood up, and they all gave her a standing ovation and everything like that. It was just really great.
I love that. You know what surprises me, Jimmy, is when you actually do take the time to, you know, you see soldiers in their garb and you actually take the time to go up and shake their hand and say thank you. Most of the time that I have done that, they look at me like they're just so shocked and surprised that somebody's taking the time to thank them. It's like, for what? But
you know,
not in a rude way. They're just, I don't think they get that quite enough, you know. And to me, saying thank you is like almost it's never going to be enough, and I always make an effort to do that, and they just look at you like, wow, this doesn't happen often. And that's kind of sad to me that it doesn't happen often enough.
You're exactly right, and I think, you know, we should all thank them, as the song says, and what really has opened my eyes as to what they really go through was the trip that I had this past summer to Walter Reed Medical Center, meeting some of the wounded warriors there, and they're the same way. It was one guy, he was in his hospital bed, he had lost a leg, and he was in pain, so they had him on pain medicine. And I walked up to him and gave him a CD, and he couldn't believe that I had come to see him. And he wanted to know what made him so special. You know, he said that somebody like me would come to see him. Well, I tried to put it opposite. You know, why shouldn't I come to see you? You know, I'm just a person, you know, that appreciates what you did for my country, and I consider you a hero. And we got to arguing back, not arguing, but, you know, just going back and forth. No, you're famous. I'm not famous, all this stuff. And so we became friends, and him and several of the others who had lost legs and arms and were in such, you know, horrendous shape, you know, like that because of the wounds that they had, but yet they were ready to go back and do it all over if they could. They want to do it.
Absolutely, and I think they respond that way because they don't expect thanks. That's not why they do what they do or did what they did, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, thanks from all of us to everybody who has served, are serving, those who have given their lives for us. A special shout-out to Sheldon and Tony Noble, who I know are listening today. Michael, any shout-outs? Or Jimmy, any shout-outs to people that you know are listening that might not be in the chat room?
Well, I just want to say to anybody that's out there listening, thank you very much. And if you're my fans, you are the greatest fans a country music singer could ever have.
You do have a lot of fans, and I just want to thank you again for coming on our show and continued success. And, of course, we follow you always, and you're always welcome back.
Well, Carrie, you're a sweetheart. Thank you very, very much for having me. Michael, thank you for having me, and be safe in your travels. And to all the fans out there that were listening in, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. And I'm going to continue to do what I do because I love it, and hope you all will stick with me.
Okay, now what song would you like us to send you out with, Jimmy, that we haven't played yet? I got More Than You Know.
Let's do that one. Play More Than You Know. And that was written by a good friend of mine in South Carolina. He used to live here in Nashville, Dave Watson. And he was singing it one night, and I got chill bumps when I heard it and asked him if I could cut it. And he said, yeah, go ahead and do it. And I made it the title cut off that album, More Than You Know.
Okay, well, we're going to play More Than You Know, and then we're going to come back for a quick goodbye. More Than You Know. Thank you, Jimmy Parker.
Thank you.
Might be raining when I raise my head. Thunderstorms could be rolling in out of the west. Every once in a while, gotta find higher ground. Well, the man might be calling for a real bad day. Can't get there from here, you gotta find another way. Times get tough, baby, come what may. More than you know, I'll always love you. More than you know, I'll always wanna hold you. Got a lifetime of loving, baby, right here in my arms. More than you know, I'll always need you. More green eyes have got a look that everyone can see. She's got a lot of love and needs one for me. That girl, she moves me. She always could. I stand a little bit taller than I used to these days. She's helped me dig down deep and find the strength to change what I can. Accept what I can. More than you know, I'll always love you. More than you know, I'll always want to hold you. Got a lifetime of loving, baby, right here in my arms. More than you know, I'll always need you. More than you know, I'm gonna want to see you. How much can this love?
Soothing, I was able to back in between two trucks and get parked at my rest stop for the night.
So we have exactly 2 minutes without you driving.
Yeah, boy, I almost ran out of time. I would have gotten in trouble over that one. I do want to say, anybody out there that's listening, if you're in Waco, Texas, I'm at the Flying J. I'll be awake for about another hour. So Facebook message me if you're in the area, and we can get together and have a cup of coffee in the Denny's here at the truck stop before I go to sleep.
Or show up at the truck stop and knock on his door.
And who we have next week, Carrie?
Warren Bob.
I was wondering if you'd remember.
Yes, we were having actor Warren Bob. So that will be exciting. We just want to thank everybody for tuning in today, and all those who are regular listeners, make sure you catch us next week on the same bat channel, same bat time. And thanks, everybody. We love you. Update on Mom real quick. Is she's doing better? Not well, but she's getting better thanks to everybody's prayers and thoughts and positive energy. Thank you so much. And, Michael, thank you again for the opportunity of co-hosting again with you.
And thank you for all that good hard work you're doing producing these shows for me. With me being on the road, it's hard for me to do anything else but just talk. So it's been a great help and a great enjoyment, and you're doing an awesome job, Terry. Everybody, thanks for coming by. Make sure you tune in next week. Don't miss any of these shows. Yeah, Jimmy is good, but we've got other good guests as well. So tune in and listen in, because you never know what I might say.
Bye, everybody. Thanks, Michael.
Tune in next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time for another edition of Not Late Night with your hosts, Michael Knight and Carrie Francis. This has been a Michael Knight Entertainment Media production.